Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, April 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. March's stronger-than-expected inflation report triggered a sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 422 points to close at 38,462. The S&P 500 was down 49 points, and the Nasdaq finished 136 points lower. Here's WSJ Markets reporter Hannah Miao.
Investors were surprised by the March CPI report. Economists had been looking for a 3.2% growth in the CPI, and we actually got 3.5%. So it came in much hotter than expected. And after a couple hotter than expected inflation reports in January and February, this is starting to complicate the narrative that inflation is going down and the Fed will be able to cut rates this year. Going into the year, traders were expecting as many as 6 or 7 Fed rate cuts. So it really raises the question of whether we will get a Fed rate cut at all if inflation continues to run this hot.
The inflation read also put a damper on real estate stocks. The group was the worst performer of the S&P 500's 11 sectors, down 4.5%. And a potentially dwindling number of interest rate cuts sent regional bank stocks lower. The KBW Nasdaq Regional Banking Index dropped 5%. Elsewhere, shares of Paramount Global fell 4.3%. We report exclusively that 4 directors are expected to leave the board soon as the Shari Redstone-controlled entertainment company discusses a merger with Skydance Media. And today's market volatility pushed the yield on the 2, 10, and 30-year Treasury notes to their highest levels of the year. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.